بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم ما بعد. اليوم الثامن من شهر ربيع الأول 1446 الموافق ل 12 من شهر سبتمبر 2024 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك كتاب الله عز وجل. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا فيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر لابن كثير ويرفع درجته في العليين. So بإذن الله عز وجل we continue from where we stopped last درس, which is the saying of Allah سبحانه وتعالى وإذ قلنا وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we told Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah, stay in Jannah, you and your wife. And based on this, we discuss the controversy of the scholars concerning the creation of Hawa. When was she created? Was it before going into Jannah or after Adam was inside, placed in the Jannah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created her? So this is an issue that doesn't have that much significance. But just for the sake of knowledge, the scholars sometimes discuss this matter. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam and Hawa to stay in Jannah, and you do have a privilege and the permission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to eat from Jannah, from whatever you want. Whatever tree, whatever thing you find in Jannah, you just eat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made halal for them. And subhanAllah, this is human nature. From time to time, we turn to incline to that which is restricted. That's why nowadays you see you have billions of things, millions of things, thousands of things that are permissible, but those few things which are doubtful, you see everyone is going to them, asking about them. So that's human nature. When you are restricted, the soul, the nafs will try to experience that restriction. So that's how Shaitan managed to deceive them. As we're going to see inshallah in the future, in Surah Al-Taha and Surah Al-A'raf, Shaitan deceived them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِي الشَّجَرَ. Eat from every place except this tree. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِي الشَّجَرَ. So it is الشَّجَرَ مُعَيَّنَة. Right? Because you say هَذِي الشَّجَرَ, this shajara. It does not say eat everything except one, giving them something that is confusing. But he pointed at the one he doesn't like. He told them, وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ, this one. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, you'll be among the oppressors who oppress themselves. So Shaitan came to them, you know, قَالَ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ على قال يا آدم هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى. That's how he managed to deceive them. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فأزلهم الشيطان عنها. والضمير يقرب يرجع إلى أقرب مذكور. In most instances, when you have ضمير, it goes back to the closest mention. The closest mention was the شجرة. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا. So Shaitan deceived them. Or some scholars said, فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا. عَنْهَا is going back to Jannah itself. He dragged them. He managed to pull them out of the place. So both could be possible. The first one is more closer to that meaning of the ayah, but the second one will be the result of the happening of the first one. That he deceived them, and pushed them to go and eat from the tree, which caused them to leave their Jannah. So both happened by the deception of the shaitan. They ate from the tree, and that was the reason why they were dragged out of paradise. How did he deceive them? وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. He swore by Allah. He told them that I'm going to give you nasiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدِلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ اللَّهِ أَبْلَى. Shaitan said to Adam, don't you want me to guide you to the Shajarat al-Khuld, the tree of eternity? Yeah. Because when you have ni'mah, what could possibly be the most worry you have?
Losing it.
That's why Shaitan comes, because he knows that this is the nature of human beings. So he comes to them, he told them, see this thing that you are in? You will definitely love to see it continue. Can I guide you to something? If you do it, you will have this, you know, ni'mah being, you know, given to you continuously. Of course, they will say yes. Subhanallah. They forgot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَنَسِي. Adam forgot. عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. So, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدِلُّكَ عَلَىٰ شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ اللَّهِ أَبْلَىٰ. And a kingdom that will never, you know, perish, will never get old, will never, you know, be deficient. قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدِلُّكَ عَلَىٰ شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ اللَّهِ أَبْلَىٰ. So, that's how he managed to deceive them, coming into to them through their nature. That's why following the desire, you know, not listening to the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His command will never lead a person to anywhere in this dunya. You Allah. That's why as a Muslim, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says comes first. Keep your interests. Keep your wisdom aside. Keep your skills aside. If Allah says do, just do. Yeah, this is the only one that will not make a mistake. And the result will be excellent. Yeah, you Allah. Sooner or later, you're going to receive an excellent result for your dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ. So he managed to take them out of that which they are in. The ni'mah, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ. Subhanallah. So they left Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, you have to leave the place. This shajara also, you have a controversy of the scholars. Which shajara is that? Some of them said, apple. And in most of the narrations, you say, apple. Miskeen apple. Yeah. Get it? Some of them said hinta, some of them said this, some of them said hinta, the wheat. Yeah. Many statement or opinion concerning the matter. Which one is correct? None. It actually is a waste of time to go deeper discussing this matter. It's a waste of time for shaitan, for a person to go deeper on this matter. So that we know which tree is that which. If it is beneficial for us, for sure, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform us. Yeah. What do you benefit? And in fact, it will be harmful to the human being, because if Allah did not make that one haram for us, and some scholars said, some scholars said this is apple. Many people are going to stay away from buying apple. Yeah. You get it? Many people are going to stay away from enough. Many people are going to stay away from this. So whatever Allah did not inform us about, you know, about it, not knowing it is better for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا بِكُ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam and Hawa, بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوا. So Adam and Hawa, they came down to the earth. There were many narrations about where Adam landed. Yeah. And these narrations, we find them in the Kutub al-Tafsir we've mentioned. However, that is nothing from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which is authentic about the place where Adam or Hawa landed. Nothing. Some of these narrations, which are all Israeliyat, and short narration from the Mufassirin amongst the Salaf al-Saleh, they mention that Adam was sent to India. Hamad, you know, you should tell everyone that our place is there. I think in Sri Lanka they still have a place where they believe this is the footstep of Adam. They said he brought along with him Al-Hajar al-Aswad. I know. Allah brought it during the time of Ibrahim. But this is Israeliyah said Adam brought it. So he brought it, maybe it's kept somewhere else. And Ibrahim comes, and then the angels, they brought it. And I'm not saying yes, but I'm just I'm just trying to help those narrators of that Israeliyah to go out of the criticism that might come from Adam. These are old stories that we just read them for fun. Yeah. There is another one that says Hawa was sent to India and Adam alayhi salam went to Arafat and Makkah. So she comes to India. That's why India has a lot of perfumes, you know. Allah understand. So many statements. Some of them said he was sent between Makkah and Ta'if. So all of these, we just hear them from the Kutub al-Tafsir. No affirmation on any one of them. Yeah, we just say Adam was sent down to the earth. Finished. Right? Where did he go? Where did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send him? Wallahu a'lam. Where did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send him? Wallahu a'lam. But they were sent, this one for sure, they were sent to different places. They were not sent to the same place. Yeah, that's where Adam searched for Hawa. And he couldn't see her. He has to be exhausted. These are the consequences of this dunya. I mean, this dunya of ours, what is it, pure and safi, you know, with no takdir? Nothing. Tell me, what is it in this dunya that is 100% enjoyable, no deficiency in it? From day one, when he was sent to the dunya, Allah already told him, اِهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوا. You're going to be the enemy of each other. Because in Jannah, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّ. In Jannah, no hatred, no enmity, no rancor, no hasad, no jealousy, no anything. It's just إِخْوَانَ عَلَىٰ سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. People are going to be brothers to each other, friends, brothers, sisters, you know. No enmity, no hatred, no fighting, no ghadab. Very pure and clean life. Which is the total opposite of the dunya. Okay, let me start with my companions. Who is that among us that live for a month without getting annoyed? I think nowadays, even if you're inside your house, something is going to upset you, you know. When you come to our brothers and sisters out of your house, mashallah. Your patience, if it is 1,000, I think you have to upgrade it to 1 million to be able to live. Yeah, that's dunya. That's why it is called dunya, right? From dana, dunu, efficiency. So that's dunya. So from day one, he was sent out of the dunya. He has to look for his wife. You know, has to look for his wife, his partner, his comfort. And when he found her, she also probably he has been looking for him. Maybe she cried a lot. Yeah. Because she's more emotional than him, being in this strange place. It looks like when he met her, she tried to show him that you are the one who is going, who needs me and who is looking all over the place for me. Maybe that was the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lawla Hawa ma khanat untha zawjaha." If not because of Hawa, there would not be a female that will deceive her husband. Some said the deception was because of she influenced him to eat from the tree. We couldn't find this in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually, contrary to the Christian, he said Adam was the one who forgot. There was no mention in the Quran or the Sunnah, to my knowledge, where Hawa was the one who pushed Adam to eat from the tree. Or where it is mentioned that she was the one who ate it first and then he came. They even say that, you know, the man, they have this, what do you call this? Adam's apple, right? Mm-hmm. They said because he ate, he remembered when it was here. Then, reading Ista'idiyat is good, is enjoyable. Yeah. There is a book written by, I don't understand, I forgot the author, Ista'idiyat fi Kutub al-Tafsir. Yeah. It's a good book. And to read. As a student of knowledge, you need to know these type of things so that when you pass through a story, you know that this is Isra'iliya. Yeah, you find a lot of amazing stories here. So apart from the knowledge, also it gives some relief sometimes. Yeah, because some of the things you will be wondering, what happened to the mind of the one who is making this what do you call story? So there is no mention. The Christian believe that the mushkila, the real problem of all of us is a woman. Because she brought us to this because she was the one who pushed Adam to eat. And she ate first and then Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَكَلَ مِنْهَا. And the focus is on Adam more than Hawa. If Allah blamed her first and then blamed Adam for listening, then we will say, yeah, she influenced him. And even Islamically, if that happened, we say what? Tilka ummatun qad khalat. You cannot come and blame somebody, whoever that person might be, and justify your mistakes because of somebody. Oh, a woman brought us into this issue and you are still committing the crime. That doesn't work in Islam. What happened in the past, the person who caused it, you know, now Allah wants to see you. What are you doing? Are you going to comply with the correct way and do it correctly? Or you're going to say, oh, somebody is responsible. Then you also get into trouble. That's why you see a lot of curses against the woman, you know, in the Christianity. A lot of things which are bad, which you would not find a single one in the religion. That's why I was always surprised when I see a sister holding upon Christianity. Ew Allah, it doesn't make sense with all of these things that the book is still there, talking against them. And they're still holding, you know, upon that fake belief. Allah grant us good and tawfiq. So both of them ate from the tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا. Right? And the awra was uncovered right after eating the tree. And this is a message from us that you will be covered and your affairs will be concealed as long as you are with Rabbul Alameen. If you stay away from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be naked. You will lack. The real nakedness is ma'asi. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. The real nakedness. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ. In the same context, right? يَا بَنِي آدَمَ قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا. You know, يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ. يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ. Because this part of the body, seeing it, is not good. So it's called سَوْآ. أَيَسُوءُ صَاحِبُهُ أَنْ يَرَى النَّاسِ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْهِ. Or something that doesn't look good for another person to see. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent you clothes that will cover your aura. Because right after eating the tree, they're away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened? They came naked as a sign. But then when they come down to this dunya to understand that the only protection they have is righteousness. Allah says, Risha. Risha here is referring to adornment, other forms of decoration that people have. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٍ. So two libas, right? The libasu taqwa. And the libasu taqwa is the best, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So we really need to understand this message. The story of Adam alayhi salam is all about lessons from A to Z. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْنَا بِفُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. So some of the consequences of coming down to this dunya is that we will be hating and fighting each other. Allah says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. And you have a place of istiqrar on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a place of comfort in terms of having stability in the place, but not enjoyment as you experience in the Jannah. No dunyas like this. Yeah. That's why it doesn't make sense at all for somebody to compromise his akhirah because of the dunya. Yeah. How many times you get sick? If you are not sick with this, you are with the other one. Get annoyed, get depressed. This is dunya, you know. This is dunya. The pure life exists there. No sickness, no disease, no worry, no stress, no depression. You know, no spit, no using the bathroom, no bleeding, no anything except good life. Every single moment you have in your full energy and full health. And this is going to be until when? No end. No end. Of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people in Jannah, we will tell them, khulud bila maut, aw fala maut. You will be here forever and there will be no death. People in Jannah, they will be so happy to hear this. Because after seeing all of this enjoyment, they already experienced death. The next thing in their brain is death. Maybe death will come and take us out of this good thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, khulud bila maut. It will remain here forever and ever. قال بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين. And you will remain in dunya إلى حين. You will never stay there forever. You will never stay there forever. It's just a temporary living, temporary stay, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you out of the place back to the place of transit, you know, the place of transit, a grave, and then the hereafter, and then you reach your destination. If a person is good, he goes to Jannah. A better position, much more better than the old one. If he is evil, he will face the consequences of that. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him, if he has Islam with him, he will end up going to Jannah at the end of the day. So that's what happened. Adam was taken away from Jannah. He came down to the earth. And he was the first Rasul. True or false?
False.
False. How can you go against Hamad? Hamad says yes. But why do you change your mind so fast?
No, I didn't have to change that much.
He wasn't the first Rasul. Who was the first Rasul?
No.
But who was he, Adam alayhi salam? Adam, was he having any title?
Nabi.
Or just I Adam?
Nabi.
In the hadith of Abu Dharr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, he says, yes, Adam was Nabi. Nabi yu mukallab, but he wasn't a Rasul. And in the hadith of Shafa'a, people will tell Nuh alayhi salam, anta awwalur rusul. And I'm awwalur rusul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about the messengers, he says, شَرَعَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. So he started with the first and the last. And then he will bring the one in between. وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ. In the first one, he mentioned the first and then the last. In the second one, the second ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the last and then the first and then those in between. وَإِذَا خَدْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِثَاقَهُمْ وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنَا قِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. So Adam was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no messenger before Nuh alayhi salam. There was no messenger before Nuh alayhi salam. People are not committing shirk. You know, that's why Allah did not send any messenger. But they have ma'asi. وَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ نُوحٍ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ وَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. From day one, ma'asi exists. And according to the stories, this ma'asi comes from a fitna that happens between the genders, right? Yeah. Why did he do that? According to the story that reaches us, he killed his brother to marry his sister. He wants his own sister, the one that came with him. And Adam cross match. So two came first, and then next one also two, male and female. So rather than this one going with his sister, the second person should marry his older sister. And this older brother should marry the younger sister. And at least since we cannot do the most correct one, which is to marry somebody who is too far from you, because there is no way for this to happen, because they are the only ones. But at least we do some balance. So if all of these stories that reach us are perfect, that was the cause of the problem, actually. That was the cause of the problem. If these stories are perfect, that was the cause of the problem. Because he wants, and Adam wants, each one to marry the other sister, not the sister that came with him. And Qabil doesn't want this. He wants his own sister, the one that came with him. So that's why they had to go for Qurban, Qur'an. Everyone should bring what he has and place it in a place. Let's see who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would choose, you know, to go with this. And at the end of the day, the chosen one was his brother, younger brother. That was not good for him. He was deceived by the shaitan, and he killed his brother. Yeah, from this part of the story, that Qurban and all of these things, Qur'an narrated that. Other than that, I couldn't find it in an authentic hadith that this is what really happened. Get it? But this one, that they do the Qurban, that's fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about that. And since there is a Qurban, then there was something going on, right? Yeah, you don't need, you know, any direct message. There is something that is going on, which they happen to come and do this Qur'an. So he killed his brother. لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِي إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. Subhanallah. Said, if you stretch your hand to kill me, I'm not going to do the same thing. And gave him nasiha. أريد أن تبوء بإثمي وإثمك. Take my sin and your sins. And he accepted this, you know. فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله. فأصبح من النادمين. So he killed him. And just like that. Subhanallah. He regretted, you know. He became one of the losers, real loser, actually. He regretted, but it's not going to benefit him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقتل نفس ظلما إلا كان على ابن آدم الأول كفل منها. لا تقتل نفس ظلما إلا كان على ابن آدم الأول كفل منها. There will be no soul which will be killed unjustly. Unjustly. All of those battles, you know, when the Romans and the Persians, they have been killing before Islam comes and put them in their own consciousness. Stop them from these injustices. You know, all of those people who were killed, even before then, imagine every single one, that son of Adam get the portion of that sin. The World War II, and the one also, that was between who and who? They called it World War, right? But in reality, it wasn't. It was just European fighting themselves. But they don't want the shame to be on them alone. Then they make it World War. You know, if you go back to the history, who was fighting who? They're just fighting each other. Most of the rest of the world, everyone is just living his life, you know. Yeah. Allah guide them. So anyone who lost his life in those battles, you know, unjustly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tuqtal nafsun dhulman." Any soul that is killed unjustly, Ibn Adam al-awwal, the first child of Adam, will get the portion of that sin. لأنه أول من سن القتل, because he was the first person to introduce murder in this dunya of ours. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sanna sunnatan hasanatan falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha. Wa man sanna sunnatan sayyi'atan falahu wizruha wa wizru man amila biha." If somebody introduced good, he will get that good, and the portion of the reward of anyone who uses, who would follow him in that regard. The same goes to the ma'asi and the sunan as-sayyi'ah. If somebody introduced something wrong and people imitate him in that, he will be responsible. I'm told that in one of the countries, people started to dress inappropriately against Islam after the fatwa by one of the scholars who passed away. SubhanAllah. If that is true, can you imagine how much this person is getting, you know, whenever somebody uses that fatwa in the wrong way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. So, Allah told them, اِهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه. So Adam repented. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him to repent. He repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فتاب عليه, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his sin. إنه هو التواب الرحيم. Allah Akbar. You know, Allah forgive him. So that case is closed. You know. That case is closed. But Allah decreed that if that sin happened, Adam has to come down. But accountability, being responsible on the day of judgment, Allah said he forgive. Contrary to who? The Christian, right? They say we are still inheriting that curse. A'udhu billah. Allah did not curse Adam at the first place. And Allah forgive the sin. In our religion, لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. You don't carry the sin of others. Somebody commits sin and you are the one who is responsible. SubhanAllah, ta'ala Allah an hadha uluwan kabira. Allah doesn't commit injustice. So Adam goes, he got this word and he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fataba alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his sins. What are these words? These words, most probably they are the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala rabbana ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. They said, Ya Allah, we oppressed ourselves. And if you don't accept us, you don't forgive us, we will definitely be amongst the losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted those words from Adam and the case is closed. You get it? The case is closed. Musa alayhi salam met Adam in the alam al-barzakh. He met Adam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated this debate. I have a helper here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated this debate to us. Musa met Adam alayhi salam. He told him, Ya Adam, anta abul bashar. He told him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you this, Allah give you that, Allah give you this, Allah give you that. But still, you went and eat from the tree that he told you not to eat, and now you can see how much people are suffering there. You see, you weren't patient. You took yourself out, and you took us also out of Jannah. You're supposed to be born in Jannah, you know? Have a good life. But then you went and eat from the tree. SubhanAllah. And Adam was listening. He says, Ya Musa, Allah gave you Torah. Allah gave you this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to you. Didn't you find in the Torah that this is written, that I'm going to do this? You get it? And then Musa couldn't say anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَحَجَّ آدَمُ مُوسَى. Adam defeated Musa alayhi salam. Musa lost the debate. Question. Let me test Yusuf to stop him from crying and from sleeping. He said, Hajj Adam Musa. Adam defeated Musa alayhi salam. Didn't Adam use the Qadr? So can we use the Qadr to justify what we did? Why do you get this? I agree with you. بعد التوبة الاحتجاج بالقدر صحيح. Not to justify what you're doing, but to remove the blame that might come from outside. Yes, let's say قدر of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولكن الله ما يريد. Which إرادة is that? Which إرادة is that?
الكونية.
So that means أراد الله هذا إرادة كونية.
الله عز وجل إني
خليفة.
So Adam
can go to the. So
it's Allah's
qadar that it happened.
So Adam
can
use the qadar.
If it is in the exam hall and the question comes like this and you answer like this, I will say thank you very much. I will take this answer and clip it in some part of my office for the next examination. Well, for this one, I will say, okay, Yusuf, you did not address my question, then I will give you zero. But I will keep that one, I will keep it for you, inshallah. Next exam, I will try to answer, ask that question, then I will use this answer to support you, in case. Because the question is about, how do you justify your statement that I can use Qadr ba'da Tawbah? Meaning somebody committed sin. Muhammad came and told, why did you do this? Don't you have aqal? Can't you think properly? You know? And then Adam says, ask Qadar, why you blame me? Yusuf say, well done, Adam, that's good. Muhammad, you shouldn't do that. Why are you saying yes? The ihtijaj bil qadar by Adam is correct because he repented already. Muhammad is blaming him not before the repentance, after the repentance. Adam already changed, fixed his attitude, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad comes and started knocking on his head. And Mufti Yusuf said, Muhammad is wrong. So I'm asking Yusuf, why is it wrong? Yeah, because in the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fataba alayh. And that event, we are definitely sure it happens after both of them died. You get it? It happens afterward. If let's say the meeting took place after the commission of the sin, yeah, you can say, yeah, Musa has wished. But Musa met Adam after Adam already repented. And he is blaming him. Why? But the case already closed, you know, the man already died, you know. Things already happened, and he repented, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance. Why would you blame somebody for making that mistake? Yeah, so you don't do that. You can advise him, just try to be more careful. Yeah, that's when you're dealing with somebody who is already with you. So anyway, ihtijaj bil qadr, if there is a need, if somebody does it after repentance, it's okay. It has wajh. But before the repentance, before the repentance is wrong for a person to use qadr. Allah says, فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and the one who always accepts tawbah. If a person repents correctly, always accept the tawbah to ta'ibin. If a person repents correctly, following all the requirements and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in the way he is repenting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good and tawfiq and be with us wherever we are. Inna hu bi kulli jamilin kafeel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
First question, Sheikh. We said that ad-danu, ad-dunya, means deficiency. But Allah said, thumma dana fatadana. This dunu means coming close.
Ahadul ma'ani. And if you look at it also, it has the same thing. The distance and the gap between you and somebody is reducing, coming closer. So it's shrinking it, becoming lower and lower. Yeah. So that's why they said, minad dana'a. Or closer, in referring to the akhirah, the father, and this one is close. So, wallahu a'lam.
Second question, Shaykh. If you look at Surah Taha, Ya Adamu inna hada adawul laka wa li zawjik, fala yukhrijannakuma min al-jannati,
fatashqa.
When Allah said, do not let him take you out of the jannah, he said, huma, fatriya, but then when he said, ashaqawa, he said, fatashqa. Then, at the end of fa'akala minha, both of them ate, habadat lahuma sa'ala, wa'asa Adam, rabbahu fa'awa. So when Allah mentioned eating, he used two people, the vocabulary. But then when he mentioned al-isyan and al-riwaya, he said, Adam, only one. So what's the question?
Because Adam is the main focus in the story. Who is the leader in the house? When you are responsible, you are in charge and you ask somebody to do something and he's taking the lead, if you come, who will you blame? The community, the subordinate, or you look for that person? Look for that person first. Musa alayhi salam, before he blamed the community, he blamed Harun first on what happened. Harun did not do, but he was supposed to be in charge. And usually al-mar'atu ala dini zawjiha, woman farud. Although sometimes because of the lot between them, he might be influenced by whatever choice she has. But usually she is following. You get it? And also, this is usul min asalib al-Qur'an, al-fasiha. Changing the nature of the dhamair to catch the attention. You know, because sometimes when you have the series of dhamair which are the same, the person might get bored. So sometimes you need to change the dhamair to get the attention of the audience. You know, even if the brain, when they see that the dhamir is changing, they're like, oh, what exactly happened to him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مَهْدًا وَجَعْلَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ وَجَعْلَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا ضمير changes فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْ نَبَاتٍ شَتَّى. This one is a lot in the Quran. It's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but changing of the ضمير to catch the attention of the audience. You know? So, Allahu alam, this might be part of it. Yeah. It doesn't make any change. Both of them did, and the shaqawa happened to both of them, but since he is taking the lead, yani in his responsibility, there is a failure in this regard. And that's the shaqawa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to. And we learn from this that the sharia of those people before us is not like our sharia. Sharia of forget, and not holding a person responsible if he did what he did out of forgetfulness and nisyan. Because Allah says, فَنَسِيَ. But then he says, فَتَشْقَى. وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. But he says, فَنَسِيَ. In our sharia, رفع عن أمتي الخطأ والخطأ والنسيان وما استكره عليه. I mean, any.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ أحسن الله إليك في الدنيا والآخرة.
آمين إليكم.
Why didn't رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم participate in the battle of مؤتة؟
مؤتة؟ الله أعلم. Why didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam go? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does whatever he does based on the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells him do, he does. Allah tells him don't do, then he stays away from it. There are many saraya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent people, but he did not go himself. The Battle of Mu'tah has a cause. You remember the cause, right? One of the ambassadors was killed. And this is against the international laws. Because according to the rules that everyone follows, that Rasulu la tuqtal, you don't kill ambassadors. No matter what, you're happy, you're not happy with them, they come and make you upset. Yeah, killing an ambassador is one of the clearest indicator that you are ready to fight. Yeah. Because these are the people that are linking, you know, between enemies. Yeah, to try to bring them together. So that's why you will be able, since you cannot send your people to go just like that, you send those people as an ambassador, you know, to go. They know that this is an ambassador, just going to convey a message and bring your message to the other ones. Why would you kill them? That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to teach them a lesson. Yeah. And this is what led to the battle of Tabuk as well also. Although it did not happen, but... The battle of Tabuk and the battle, the expedition of Usama ibn Zayd after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam assigned him to go and meet his people who killed his father, you know, and the rest of the companions who died.
JazakumAllah khairan, Shaykh. Second question: can we mention how many Sahaba did we lose in the battle of Badr and Uhud?
In the Battle of Badr, around 14 companions of the Prophet ﷺ died. In the Battle of Badr, around 14, there's a bit of controversy among the scholars. In the Battle of Uhud, we lost 70 companions. Yeah, 70 companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And from the Kufar in the Badr, they lost 70, we captured 70. And from the Muslimin, according to the mention of some of the historian, they lost in the Battle of Uhud, the Kufar, they lost around 36 or more people.
Jazakumullah khairan, Shaykh.
Ameen wa iyaakum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Shaykh. Sister Safiya is asking this question. When I was younger, I went on a trip and stopped to pray on the way. I had forgotten that we were performing Qasr and Jama and prayed with the intention of praying Zuhr. And when I completed two rakah, I realized and gave salam, then prayed another two rakah for Asr. Is my prayer batil? And do I?
Yes, inshallah. Even Allah.
Is my prayer batil?
No, it's not batil. It's correct, inshallah.
Do I have to make it?
I joined a person, I did not know that this person is Musafir. I thought he's a Muqeem Imam. I joined him. My intention is to pray complete. But then he turns to be a Musafir also like me. I pray too, and then that's it.
The question is, she's asking that she was traveling somewhere, and then she has to pray, she forgot that she has to pray Qasr and Jam. So she made the niyyah for Dhuhr. But then in the middle of the salah, she realized. So she said salam after two rakat.
Two rakat, and then
prayed. And then prayed.
Yeah, that's exactly what I answered. Yeah. I was just telling you, if you follow an imam, right? You thought this imam is muqeem. What was the intention when you were following him? What was the intention you have when you were following him? You thought he's muqeem. To pray? Four rakat. Dhuhr, four rakat. Four rakat. But then it turns to be the imam is Musafir also, like you. But he just dressed like the people at the airport. So when he says salam, you also said salam. Is that correct? Yes, it's correct. Even like Allah, there's nothing wrong with your prayer. You say salam with him. Get it? This is exactly what she did. She realized that she's supposed to make qasr, then she pray two rak'ah rather than four. That's correct, bismillah. Finished?
Oh, we have more, actually.
Shafa's question.
Yeah, Sheikh, is there a reason why we prefer Tahawiyah or Wasitiyah or others which are commonly taught elsewhere? Is there any reason we give preference to Tahawiyah over either Wasitiyah?
I don't understand the question.
What's the reason?
Over and why we give, the question says why we give preference to Aqidah of Tahawiyah over Wasitiyah and all the others which are taught.
Did we do that? Did we ever bring Wasitiyah says this and Tahawiyah says this and the one we prefer is this? We never did. So it's just about which book comes to the mind and which book you're more familiar with it. You get it? Yeah, you might have read Wasitiyah. We study Wasatiyah how many times, and Lum'at al-I'tiqad, and Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawan, and who else? And other books of Aqaid. But I personally, when I always quote, because I love the way that the Tahawiyah is being phrased. Yeah. Easy to memorize, easy to remember it. And it's not poetry, it's not nathr, you know, between the sher and nathr. And nathr, the people. So it is not this, it's not that. So it's quite interesting. But as a Muslim, you're just looking for the truth, right? Wherever it does exist. Yeah, why do you take from this book? Because you find what you're looking for in it. That's it. It's as simple as that. You know. I found in front of me that is Tahawiyyah, Wasatiyyah, and so the first book I opened was Tahawiyyah. And right after I opened it, I saw what I'm looking for. Why would I go to Wasatiyyah? You get it? I already got what I'm looking for. But in terms of shuruh, the most comprehensive one is the Tahawiyyah. And if you look at the way Sheikh Ibn Abdul Aziz al-Hanafi, never met a book of Aqidah that is commented in this, like this commentary of this one. That's one of the things that increases my love to the book.
جزاكم الله خيرا شيخ.
آمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته شيخ. السلام عليكم. If a sister prays in a hotel near Haram in Mecca, would she still get more reward than praying elsewhere?
Yeah, it depends. There are hotels which are connected to the Saha al-Haram. Yeah. And what they do is they have big screen. Yeah, the masjid, right? The small musalla inside. When you come and pray, you can see people there who are praying. Get it? And the sufuf also, if you look at the haram, the nature of the haram, after you come out of the haram, you never see a saf that is completed. Yeah, people pray awzan. This group here, that group here, like that. So, if you pray in that musalla, and the sufuf, usually they come to the hotels, Bidin Allah Ta'ala, you get the reward because it's just some people are down, some people are up, the same thing, inshallah. Now these are just to the hotels that are connected to the haram. That's why they even have their speakers inside the rooms. They're connected to the speakers in the haram. Right when they make the adhan, you see that as if the mu'adhin is inside the room making the adhan. From the speakers in the room, you see. Very nice. I enjoy those.
No one will be sleeping.
No one should be sleeping, but people sometimes do. Yeah. What I did when I go, whenever I miss inside the haram, I prefer praying in those surahs than going to the saha. Because in the saha sometimes, in front of you is a sister, and he's very tough and difficult. Yeah. And also the way people are praying, you just feel that, I'm just praying because this is haram. Ewallah, you don't have that. If you pray inside, mashallah. But if you pray outside, Allahu Akbar. Yeah, I went with the family. The kids are always telling me, please. One of them said, please, when we happen to go again, I told them, inshallah, next time we'll go for 1 week. He said, so, okay, can we make it like this? We went to Mecca, do our Umrah. Tomorrow we go to Medina. We stay for 6 days. I know they will enjoy Medina. Everyone enjoys Medina more than Mecca. In terms of crowd and comfort, subhanAllah, Medina is very, very, very amazing. Ewallah. Even the masjid, when you sit inside Masjid Rasulullah, it's another calmness you have. Mecca, the behavior of the people, when this trip, I finished my tawaf. After the tawaf, you do what? Pray two rakah, right behind Maqam. There's one brother there with his phone like this, taking video of himself, making dua very loudly, just standing there with the video, just making dua. So this place is very valuable, because everyone who finishes tawaf is supposed to come and pray in this place. Don't you have common sense to finish and just leave others also to come and get and go? This is the place that you just finish, please go and leave other people also to come and have this opportunity. SubhanAllah, I just touched him. I told him, please move a bit. I did not even tell him. He got annoyed. Started talking. I told him, Ya Rajul, I just said move a bit, so that I can have space to pray. He told me, I'm also praying. I said, you pray with them. So these type of things, you will see them a lot. So that's what makes Makkah, if you're in Haram, sometimes you don't feel that much comfort that we get in Medina. In Medina, you have total separation between sisters' musalla and the brothers' musalla. No way for you to see them. Even when they come to go and go to the rawdah and pray, they have the barrier. You know, if you're in the masjid, you will not see them. They have the big barrier, and those hajjis they put. You know, in Makkah we don't have this. So back to the question, you know, it's okay bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. I personally feel more comfortable if I miss inside. Yeah, I would never choose to pray in that musalla if inside the haram is available. But if I miss inside, I prefer praying there. Yeah, I feel more comfortable, consciousness is there, more calm, you know. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, you will get the same reward bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Then, Adam, I'll see if you...
Alhamdulillah, I used to do quite a lot of charity work, feeding homeless in soup kitchens and giving free medical care, plus helping in hospitals. May Allah forgive me for wrongdoings. However, now I'm trying to stay home more and also not freely mix. I'm not able to do those things and find it difficult to do charity work. So that level of helping in with my skills, is it better to keep what I am allowed to do as a woman and help in what I can, or to just guard myself and continue to work in these areas, which include pre-mixing and going out? What is your advice on this matter, Shaykh?
Well, my advice is to stay away from any pre-mixing. Have to. You cannot go and do things while trying to help others, but you make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry with you. So the best is just to identify what is halal, just get busy with that. You know, Allah sees the intention. If, let's say, going to help others, you know, will lead you to compromise your honor and dignity and your religious practices, the best is to stay away from it and let other people do. Alhamdulillah, we have many, many, many other people who can do the job. From the brothers, who can do the job? So you can assign somebody, any organization that you trust, to go and do it. You know, we have a lot. Who be is in Allah Azza wa Jalla can do it in the best way. So you gain two things, right? Protection of your religion, preservation of your honor, and at the same time you got what you're looking for, which is to support your Muslim brothers and sisters who are in need. But I really advise a sister to make sure that she preserves her honor. Look for other alternative rather than violating the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while trying to help others. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ibda binafsika, thumma." Start with yourself first. You can't protect others by putting yourself into trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't do this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.